This is the Michigan Ag Industry Update on Brownfield. I'm Nicole Heslop. Today's report brought to you by the Michigan Soybean Promotion Committee, helping identify weeds and providing resources to farmers. We're joined with Michigan State University weed scientist Christy Sprague. Christy, you're part of some new initiatives with soybeans, helping farmers identify weeds. Can you share more?
Sure. For the last couple of years, we've actually been involved in a United Soybean Board funded project in which Michigan contributes to. It's called Take Action for Herbicide Resistance Management. And really what this is kind of national in scope in that we have, as weed scientists, have really started trying to develop educational materials that are available to producers throughout the entire region that really focuses on what are some of our best management practices that we can do as far as being able to manage herbicide-resistant weeds, in particular glyphosate resistance, and also how might we delay the development of some of these weeds.
If farmers want to access those resources, where would you send them?
There's a nice website, and it's called takeactiononweeds.com. Many of the extension meetings that are throughout many of the states carry a lot of these resources. I know, for example, we've provided a lot of our resources from the herbicide classification chart, as well as how to manage specific weeds that we have issues with in Michigan, in particular with glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth showing up in Michigan. What are some of our better strategies to control that, actually, in soybeans? So we've got a lot of educational materials out there for growers to look at.
As we get into spring and planting that early season weeds that might be impacting some farmers, what advice would you have for them as we're getting started?
I think the key thing is to make sure that, especially if you're in no-till, to try to get a good effective burn down out there. Particularly wheat in Michigan have a lot of glyphosate-resistant horseweed. Some people will call it mare's tail. And in many cases, some of that is also resistant to some of our ALS inhibitors. And really, in order to get good control of it, we need to have an effective burn-down herbicide down. So we've got many recommendations that are on our website, msuweeds.com, or also in our extension bulletin, Weed Control Guide for Field Crops, which is E433. And there are some good resources out there on the best way to do that. But really, getting out there and getting those burn downs are very important. I know last year, because of the later season, a lot of those were delayed, and we had some major issues with horseweed in particular as the season wore on.
Well, Christy, thanks for joining us today. Any last comments to leave us with?
We're looking forward to a great field season, and again, really being timely with weed control measures is going to be extremely important to preserve yield and hopefully keep a lot of those herbicide-resistant weeds at bay.
Again, Christy Sprague at MSU. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Nicole.
I'm Nicole Heslop on Brownfield.